Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Let me know if you can hear me. Awesome. That is good. I am extremely nervous and new, and I am so excited to be here with you. So we're going to get started in just a few minutes while I get everything going. I am not Corinne, so I have seen a million people try to change their name, and I am not finding where to do that. So, there it is. I am Coach Shannon, and we are going to get started in just a minute. I just want to make sure I have all of this right so that we can have the best call possible. And make sure that you change your chat to everyone so that everyone in the chat can see what you're saying. We have the amazing Coach Heather on the back end. Thank the Lord. I'm so happy to have her with us. So if you have questions, let her know. Heather, if you can let me know if everything kind of looks right now. We'll get started in just like a few more seconds. This is the Tuesday night life coaching call. So we have four people that are signed up to get coached tonight. They wrote in ahead of time and I will be calling on them. So if you are here, you are and signed up, please raise your hand. We also have one alternative. You guys can all raise your hand. That way I just know that you are here. I've got four people with their hands raised, so that's awesome. The people that I'm looking for are Darvalyn Zorn, Jennifer Gorder, Donna Pardo, and Brittany E. I don't know how to say your last name. Sorry. And then we have, if we have time, we will get to Nicole Notario Risk. And it looks like all of those people are here, except for, I'm still looking for Brittany. If you're here, please go ahead and raise your hand. So while everybody's coming in, I'll just introduce myself really quick. My name is Shannon. I'm Coach Shannon, and I am the newest No BS coach, but I have been in No BS since October of 2017, so I'm not new to this group. Like many of you, I found this group. I was probably at one of the lowest places of my life and heard Corinne and started digging into all the things about myself and my relationship and ships and my weight and just went from there and started transforming my life. And I think the one thing I wanted to say to you guys tonight is just if you're in that place, if you're feeling really like you don't know what to do, I want you to know that it's possible and that there are many, many people, the coaches, all of the coaches here, we believe in you and we want to support you in all the ways that we can. A couple of months ago, I got coached by Corinne and she asked me this question and she said, "Why are you playing small?" And at the time, I couldn't answer her. So I came back and I did a lot of thought work on that. And I made a decision that I didn't want to play small anymore. So wherever you are today in your journey, just remember that it just starts with one small step, and just keep taking small steps and you're going to figure this out. All right. So I am going to call, we'll start with, let's see, I'm just going to go in order here. We're going to start with Jen. And we'll see if I can promote you to panelists. We'll see if this works the way it's supposed to work. So you'll need to turn on your audio and your video. Are you there?
Oh, there. Hi.
Oh my gosh, it worked.
It worked.
Yay. I'm so excited to see you, be here and help you out, hopefully. So we're going to start with this. I have seen your question, what you wrote in, but I'd like for you to let everybody else here know what's going on for you.
Okay. And yes, thank you for choosing me. I love that you said, why are you playing small? That really resonated with me. But so Nobi, I joined NoBS in April of 2021. So been a little over a year. It's totally transformed my life. Like what everybody's saying, all the thought work, everything's going great. So with that being said, I've done a lot of really cool stuff. And I think because of all this work and all this extra cool stuff I've done in my job, I was asked to take on this office. So I'm in child welfare. I've been in child welfare for 13 years. I was, I've worked my way up from a home support specialist to a caseworker, to a supervisor, to a quality practice specialist. And I was asked to become an area administrator. So they asked me to cover it as interim until they find a regular person. It's a lot more money than what I've been making, almost $20,000 more. It's mm-hmm. also incredibly stressful. I will be the boss. I will be in charge of firing, hiring. I'll be the final say in families' lives. So I did interview for they posted the job. I did interview for it with Friday as a second interview. I'm sure they're going to offer it to me. The thing is that I am terrified of the stress. I've had it really good the last 3.5 years with COVID and my cozy home and doing my quality practice job. And now this is going to be a lot more responsibility. A couple nights I've come home and I my chest is so heavy because of the stress. And then I was assigned a mentor who this morning, you know, I've been doing a lot of thought work. I've been running through the four N's. I've okay. been trying to track my thoughts. I actually have my little NoBS notebook right here. I've been trying to catch my thoughts at work as I get them. So one of the thoughts I have is like, this is so stressful. And then I've been doing the running it through the four N's. But this morning, the person who's assigned as my mentor for this job, she called me to give me some advice. And one of the things she said was, this job is so hard, it will bring you to your knees. And it felt like somebody punched me in the gut because mm-hmm. I've been doing all this thought work and thinking I can handle this. I have the capacity to handle this. But she's like, you know, people aren't going to like your decisions. They're going to talk about you behind your back. And I'm in this weird state of discomfort and this heaviness of my stress. And I've been telling myself these thoughts. I'm doing these thought downloads. I'm doing the four N's process. So
what was one of the thoughts you came up with in the four N's, like that you've really been working on?
Well, okay. I've got a, let me get out my,
let's just
let
pick me get one. Out my journal.
Okay. One of the thoughts was I'm worried that I'm going to be super stressed out at work, that I'm going to have health problems, like overeating, heartburn from mm-hmm. eating from stress, gut issues. that I won't have energy to keep running and exercising. And then through the four N's, I said things like, normalize, my brain's trying to protect me. Every human has to adjust when they get a new job. It can take 1 to 2 years to get comfortable. Neutralize, I said yes to being the interim AA. They get paid more. Mm-hmm. And then the next thought was, I know I can get the work done that needs to be done. And then, that was some of that. Next best thought is I can get the resources for myself to get myself through this.
Okay. So I want to just start by asking you this question. Why do you want to take this job? What are the reasons that you want to take the job?
Well, I want more money. Mm-hmm. I want to have more in retirement. I want to travel more. I really miss being part of a team. On this, I have 7 supervisors that I get to be on a team with. The job I've had for the last 3.5 years, it's been myself and one other person who lives several hours away. And I only, we talk on the phone, but I miss having a team and interactions with them. I really like the idea of having this much impact on the way things are done. Mm-hmm. I really like the idea of, I have enough experience. I feel like I make good decisions, and I like the idea of being able to teach more one-on-one and have that final decision to keep kids and families safe.
Mm-hmm. So, and how do those kind of thoughts feel for you?
They feel pretty good. I'm kind of anxious though, because I'm on this call. Oh my gosh.
That's so hard. So let's both just take a big deep breath, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are kind of your two sides of the story, right? So I love that you've been doing your thought work and then you've been putting it through the four N's. And that is something that can help us so much. This feeling of stress, what would you say that thought that's just like when you feel stressed and you feel that, I can even see you like grabbing your chest. Like, what is that feel? Like, what is the thought that's causing that stress for you?
It's kind of a two-part, but it's, this is too much and I can't handle this.
Mm-hmm. And then you feel the stress in your body. And then what do? What kind of things happen in your life? How do you show up? What's going on?
I have that chest thing that I keep talking about where it's just like, wah. And what I'll do is I'll be really crabby towards my family, get really snappy. I tend to have a couple of drinks or overeat. I'll run through the drive-thru and grab some nachos. And I stop taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. So things that I would normally do, like get up early and go exercise, I'll be like, well, I need the sleep. I'm really stressed out. So that will go to the wayside. And then just things like eating healthier foods, you know, things that make you feel better. I will I'm going to go eat what feels good right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that stress just creates exactly the life that you've thought you were going to have. Now you're already having it. Like you're already having this life that you're dreading, that you're worried about because of the stress and the thinking that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can like calm ourselves down, pull back and decide, like I want you to think about what happens if you just stay in the job you have, like you decide not to take this job, what happens for you?
Well, I just go about my, I go about my old life, I guess. I will be doing the same things. I'll still be supporting the offices. I think it'll be a little bit of a disappointment though. I think I've kind of gotten my hopes up about taking this job on. Mm-hmm. I think all this thought work, I think I would probably be disappointed if I had the same if I kept the same job, but it would be okay. I'd get over it.
Right. And if you stay in the same job, how does that feel?
Yeah, it's kind of a letdown. Like, mm-hmm. I think I want to do this harder job.
Mm-hmm. So there's a part of you that even though you feel this stress, you feel this worry, that really wants to take this challenge on. You like, so if I say to you, if you start to believe and think, I can figure this out, what does that feel like?
It feels good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think I want to try to figure it out. I feel like I could do this job. And, you know, if it's, this is the part of the joining the No BS, I'm like, well, other people who aren't as good as me have done it. You know, I can do mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. And when we say I can do this, like I can figure this out, like what happens in your body?
I must be getting a hit of dopamine. Like definitely. I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah. I feel happy. Like I get a little happiness.
Right.
Kick.
So I don't know why I feel the need to share this little story, but you know, I have just taken this job. It's a lot of new learning. It's a lot of stuff. It's just my whole passion about it is I just want to help people, you know, like I want people to feel the things I have felt and to, you know, just work through things. So I was like a day before I started this job, I have been a stay-at-home mom for many years. I was washing dishes and I had this thought, why am I doing this? I could just keep washing dishes for the rest of my life, you know? Not that that's all that goes into stay-at-home mom. There's so much. But my husband walked up behind me and he said, yeah, but does that inspire you? So ooh. That's what I want to ask you. Does this job that you're in, the current role, does that bring you what you want in your life?
Yeah, as far as inspiration and a new challenge, I mean, it is management. So it's not as fun as like, oh, writing a book or getting creative, making candles, those kind of things that are super fun and creative, but not that I couldn't do that on the side, but it does feel inspiring. Like, it's very motivating and gratifying to know it's like payoff for all that hard work I've put in. And yeah, it is kind of like, well, I could stay and keep washing dishes or mm-hmm. I could buy a brand new dishwasher, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Or I could use all of this skill and knowledge that I have and figure it out. And let's go back to like for just one second about your coworkers, her statement. I can't remember something like going to bring
it'll
you to your
bring
knees.
You to your knees. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's because she doesn't have thought work. She doesn't, you know, like that's her experience of the job. And so, yeah, it's very hard to hear someone say something like that, but like, that doesn't mean that's the experience that you're going to have with the job because you're going to bring something completely different. And what if you have everything like you need right now within you to like, you've learned, like you're still working on your weight loss. You're still learning how to take care of yourself and you have the skills to take on this job and that you can do all of that and like figure all of it out. What do you think?
That would be awesome. That's mm-hmm. what I keep telling myself in my thought work. Like mm-hmm. you have the skills and the capacity and everything you've been working for mm-hmm. to get to this point.
Right. I love that. You have the skills and capacity, like the capacity to hold all of this in your hands and to think differently about it so that you bring the stress down in your body. When you bring the stress down in your body, when you think I've got the capacity to do all of this, like, how do you feel?
That's like the magic when I feel it so hot and hard in my chest, it is kind of the magic, like that cools it down.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you got to keep practicing that thought. This other thought's going to keep coming up. Your brain wants you to be scared. So you'll be like, no, we're not doing that. That's too hard. Right. That's your brain's job. Your brain's job is to keep you safe, to keep you comfortable. And so when those thoughts come up, that's your brain trying to do what it thinks it's supposed to be doing. you know better because you're doing the, you're working on the thought work. You get to make the decision, take the job or not, right? You get to also decide like how you think about your old job and your new job, you know, and which one fits better into your life. But the way that you think about it is going to create the energy in your body of whether or not you show up for it.
Or not. When she told me that, I was like, that is, I even thought to myself, like, that is the worst thought ever. What a terrible thought.
Right? Isn't it funny? Like, we started doing the,
You're like, why did she even put that in my universe? Like, I don't even want that in my atmosphere. I have enough of my old, I have enough shitty thoughts. I don't need that one too. But then I really started getting panicky, like, oh my God. But yeah, she doesn't know what we know. She doesn't know the thought work or the tricks that,
right,
that we know.
What if this is exactly the right thing for you?
Oh my God, I love that question. Yeah. I don't know. I guess what if it is? Then I'm making the right choice. Then yeah, then it's all worked out the way it's supposed to.
Right. And I think it would be a good when you, as just to follow up, like on your own, on your home and homework, to take that question. What if this is exactly the right thing for me?
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And see what comes up for you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I love that.
You're welcome. And think about, you know, inspiration, like what feels right. I feel like most of us have kind of a gut feeling. We know like what feels right for you.
Okay.
Because you're capable of handling the challenges. You just got to tell yourself that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And can I just give a, can I just say shout out to the Low Maintenance Mamas and Lisa Wolf?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Awesome. So nice to see you.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I got to figure out how to take you down now. Let's see. I'm not sure how to do that. Oh, you went down. Good. Let's see. So the next person will be Donna. And I'm going to promote you to panelist. Uh-oh. Let's see. Who did I? Did I promote you? It said Donna on the screen, but I have, let's see. Don't know what's happening. I have two people with their hand raised. I guess, Heather, I was supposed to promote you.
You put Darvalin as the panelist.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's. Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me go over here. Okay. So I need to bring Jen down. Sorry, everyone. I will get better at this. Okay. Now, can you start your video, Darvalin?
Oh, sure. I wasn't sure if you wanted
to. I'm sorry. I called Donna. I'm sorry. Donna, I'll get to you in a minute. And just make sure you raise your hand for me because I don't see your hand raised anymore. Okay. Hi. Is it Darby? Is that what we call you? Okay. Awesome. So nice to see you. And I want you to tell everybody what you're here for and what's going on. That way we can all know.
Okay. So I have had a really tough couple of years. When I first, I don't even remember the year I joined No BS, actually. It was either, I think it was 2019. And did really well at the beginning. I, in total, I lost 100 pounds and kept it off. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, September of 2020, I had my son, my first baby. And it was a pretty lonely process for obvious reasons, right? COVID got real big in March, and went through some really severe postpartum. And my husband also had quite a bit of weight challenges himself. And so what I ended up doing was putting myself last, and over the last couple of years have regained all my weight and have found it incredibly hard to justify even spending the time to work on myself. You know, I would like to get back into the swing of things. It feels good to be taking care of myself, but I've run into so many obstacles to try and do that. And now I'm at the point where I don't necessarily feel worthy of the time anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you're here. And I think that that shows that you still care about yourself. And so I'm really glad that you're here. So tell me about when you're not taking care of yourself, how does that feel?
Like another day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really in the moments that I don't have something to do, which is probably like 30 minutes before bedtime, that it hits me that I don't even recognize myself anymore. I don't look the same. I don't carry myself the same way.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. What does that bring up for you? Tell me about that.
I literally don't recognize myself. I have always been a thicker girl, but I've always been athletic, I guess is the best way to put it. Now, that doesn't mean I can swing a bat and hit it. but you know, I've always been out there moving around, and I'm okay with that. You know, like I've always been proud of myself for continuing to work on myself, even if I may not fit the mold. I think it takes more courage to do that than it does to just not do anything at all. But mm-hmm. I don't really feel that way anymore. It mm-hmm. just, I have so much work to do. It doesn't feel worth it.
Okay. What do you think it takes to take care of yourself?
Time.
Okay. And where is your time going?
Well, my son who's two. Mm-hmm. And then I do like project management type stuff. So my job, and then I also manage people. And then my husband recently had surgery. We bought a house. There were renovations. And then we had plumbing issues. And, you know, everything takes time.
Yeah, everything takes time. So tell me what you think about time. Tell me what you think about the time that you have right now.
The time I had now is, I feel like I struck gold, to get an hour. And I think it's important to have, I just don't know how to carve it out consistently.
And what do you need an hour for?
To work out. It actually makes me feel better. Emotionally, like to actually work out, and it helps keep me calm to listen to some calls once in a while, to p- pay attention to what I am thinking, mm-hmm. to have time to be able to delve into that.
Right. So what if right now is just a time in your life where you just don't have as much time? What does that feel like? Like, what can you do for yourself in the time that you do have?
I don't know. I joined a group recently who of amazing, three other women are in it, and it's actually been amazing. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to do stuff consistently yet, but it is just a reminder every day to try and do something. Okay, we're still focusing on water today, mm-hmm. to make sure I'm getting water, or am I really hungry? You know, we talked about leaving two bites, and that's probably been one of the best things that I've had in a while, because it's not something that, you know, it's, yeah.
So what if this is you starting to figure out how to take care of yourself again? How, even just the beginning to believe that you're worthy of drinking your water? Because right now I feel like that is a high need, like just drinking your water, like you're not even sure you're worthy of that, or like there's enough time for that.
I guess it'd be, I mean, you got to start somewhere. I just would love to be consistent with one thing. I kid you not. I was like, I'm only going to do water this week. And I had a couple of days where I didn't drink even half a bottle of water. I'm like, where is my time going? You know, like, girl.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about drinking water? Like, what if that's all you can do right now for yourself? Tell me what that brings. Like, what do you think when I say that?
I feel like it isn't enough. Like, you don't go anywhere. You know, yeah. I just feel like it's not.
It isn't enough. And how does that thought feel? Like, it isn't enough.
It feels like, while if I only have 3 minutes in a whole day, right, to spend on this, how, and it's just me drinking some water, any water, mm-hmm. that doesn't translate into me losing any weight or really feeling any better about it. Like, I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel, you know, okay. Like I'll be able to drink some water every day because frankly, that's all I drink, water mm-hmm. and tea, not mm-hmm. the hot kind, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I need my caffeine and I don't like coffee. you know, I just feel like I'm not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And but ultimately,
go ahead.
Go on.
What if just starting with water is the way that you start to build the habit of taking care of yourself? Like, this is what I can do right now. I can learn how to give myself water every single day, enough for my body. That is me starting to learn how to take care of myself again.
I feel like it got brighter in here.
Your smile is beautiful. So we need to figure out how to get that smile going, you know?
I think that's a great thought. Because yeah, it's not going to be this chaotic forever. Mm-hmm. Things will die down, hopefully sooner rather than later. But feeling consistent on something and it helping, yeah, then maybe I can be consistent with something else eventually.
Right. Because here's the thing. You start to drink your water. You commit to drinking your water every day. You don't, your water is just like something you do for yourself. What you're doing is you're building confidence in yourself. You're building trust in yourself. Belief about ourselves is built one little thing at a time. So drinking water may seem like like a hamster wheel. Like, you're never going to get anywhere if all you do is drink water. But what you're actually doing is you're building trust in yourself that you do what you say you're going to do. Right. Even mm-hmm. if it starts as simple as water, And then you start to feel a little bit better. You feel just a little bit better because now I'm doing something consistent for myself. And then often our thoughts are, it's almost like time expands because we don't have so much energy put in on what you're not doing for yourself. And you open up to what other small thing you could start to do for yourself, like leaving two bites behind. That doesn't take any time, leaving two bites behind, right?
Right.
If you start to drink your water, you get very consistent with that. And then maybe you want to add the leaving two bites behind. Maybe that's something you're ready for right now. But what you're doing is you're building on to the, it's like these small changes that start to build momentum for you, start to build a belief back in yourself that you are worth making time for water every day. How does that feel? Like, is it resonating? Is it like,
like a violin, you know what I mean? That, that makes me feel very hopeful because that's definitely something that I can do. I was sitting here like, oh my goodness, the ladies in my group are simply amazing. And I'm like, I have got to, you know, I'm like, I've got to find something that I can be consistent with, but it never occurred to me that just drinking water is something that can be, you know, and what a simple place to start. Cause then it just makes me feel better. I'm sorry. Do my shoulders look lighter?
So, but the thing that you have to tell yourself about the water is that it is enough. It's enough. And that you're enough right now where you are. You're in a season of your life. It's not like you said, it's not always going to be that way. This is a season of my life. These are the ways I can take care of myself while I'm continuing to figure out other ways that I can take care of myself. And at the same time, I would offer, like, it sounds like you've got an amazing group of women, like borrow some belief from them for yourself. I did that all along my journey, you know, different people in my life that in no BS that were like a little ahead of me or whatever. And they would see things in me that I couldn't see. And I just kept like, all right, I don't believe it. I don't see it. And just keep borrowing that from the people that are in your circle.
I think, thank you for taking time to chit chat with me because I really just was ready to believe, to find a way to believe in myself or to prove to myself that the small thing that I can do is enough. So I'm sorry. Ever since I have my son, I still cry all the time, but it's.
Yeah. Those kids make us do that.
Yeah. <Don't they?
laughs> Right. My daughter's leaving for college this week and I've been a basket case. So I get it. Heather, if you will put in the chat, I just listened to it. It's a quick hit on being worthy. I can't remember the exact title, but it's really good. And I think it would really, really hit home for you. And just starting to build that belief in your worthiness. And also if you need to come over to Ask Coaches, like see how this resonates, start drinking your water, see like, you know, what comes up next for you. Cause over there we can always help you. Like there's lots of help. So.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Small step at a time, start to build the belief. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, I am looking for, I don't see Donna or Jennifer Gorder. Are either of those people here? If you're here, can you raise your hand? Jennifer Gorder, I see you in the, I see you in the list. So can you hit the button on the bottom of the screen? I said I would bring Donna up first. Is she here? Oh. Donna Pardo. I'm sorry. Thank you, Heather. Brittany. Okay, so the two people I'm missing are Brittany and Donna. And doesn't look like you guys have got your hands raised. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Nicole. You are on our alternate list, so I'll bring you up. I do see Cindy Becker. You have your hand raised. If Jennifer, I'm sorry, I keep saying Jennifer. If Donna and Brittany do not show up, then I'll try to get to you too. Okay, Nicole, if you can start your video and unmute yourself.
Here we go.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
We got you in. I don't know how good you are. I don't know if they're here or not. We'll figure it out, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yes. I appreciate it. All right. Well, tell everybody what you're here for.
Yeah, I will say you're doing an excellent job on your first coaching call. Really, it's good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wrote in because I'm having some trouble. I feel really stuck in a pattern. I'm doing a ton of buffering, scrolling on my phone and in video and social media. And I just cannot seem to break the pattern. And I have a lot of other things to do. I've journaled. I've made a list of 15 other things I'd rather be doing than being on my phone. You know, like things like, you know, doing watercolor or training my dogs or just, you know, all the journaling or exercise, all the stuff I could be doing and want to be doing. But it seems like I feel like it's either at the end of the day or sometimes it's in the middle of the day where I just am defaulting to these sort of scrolling, buffering behaviors, and I cannot seem to stop it in the moment. I'm fully aware when I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I just can't seem to shift out of it. And so I just feel like I've been really stalled in my health goals. I'm not making a lot of progress. And it feels like if I can unlock this a little bit, then it could help open up some other areas for me. So I just kind of wanted a different perspective on it because what I'm thinking isn't working at the moment. So,
right. Okay, so like when you're scrolling, you said you're kind of aware of it. So are you telling yourself anything about it or like in the moment, like are you saying anything to yourself?
Yeah, like in the moment, I go from kind of like, I just want to be done. I just want to be done with the day. I want everybody to leave me alone. I have two little kids. And so I feel like I'm a little bit of buffering the motherhood stuff like by the end of the day. And then, but then while I'm doing it, I'm sort of like, I hate this. This is so stupid. I hate everything I'm looking at right now. Why am I doing this? I am teaching my children terrible habits. You know, like I'm setting a terrible example. It's like, I'm doing all this sort of stuff. I'm not enjoying it is what I'm saying, I guess. And so that's why I can't figure out why I can't stop myself. Cause, I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. It's not even entertaining or fun most of the time. I'm not
right. So what I'm kind of thinking of, this is what's coming up for me. So you've probably seen all of us in the No BS course about the food habit loop. So I feel like this is kind of the same type of thing. So like your brain just really like social media and scrolling is such an easy thing for us. There's a dopamine hit that we get from that. Yeah. So it's like this loop that we create in our brains. You've already said that you don't feel very good like when you're sitting there doing it. So it's like somehow you've got to, when you have that awareness of it, it's like asking yourself, what do I want to do right now? And it's kind of like when we have the food stuff and we start to break those patterns, it's like, even if you scroll for 10 minutes today and you decide to stop at 10 minutes, you're still working on the habit. Right. So like the minute you gain that awareness is a place where you can say, all right, what do I really want to be doing right now?
Yeah.
Just so that your brain can see the other side of the story. Cause right now your brain is like social media. That is what makes us happy. We get to check out. It's easy. I mean, remember that your habit brain just likes easy. It likes comfort. It likes ease. It likes all of that. And so It's like, you've got to come up with something that's just as easy, at least to start the process of breaking the habit. So if like watercoloring seems like too much trouble, I got to go get the watercolors out. I got to do all, you know, like your brain can be like, yeah, no, that's not happening. So what else, you know, like what else could you do besides, you know, so coming up with like something that equally is there.
Yeah.
Are there things that you have tried, like when you're in the, like when you're in that moment, have you tried anything to stop the scrolling?
I don't know if I really have, if I'm honest, in terms of like actually doing it. You know, I think about a lot of things, but I don't think I've gotten into action about it much. Or I will, like, I'll reach out to my husband and just kind of say like, I'm doing this, why can't I stop? You know, I'll kind of like raise my awareness about it or help kind of reach out about it, communicate it. But beyond that, I haven't really been good at like shutting it off and setting it down to give myself enough space even to like make that other decision.
And that's the key right there, is that space. Yeah. It's like putting some space in there for yourself. So it might be allow yourself to get on. You set a timer for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then you, when the time, so you give yourself the chance to do it, but then you know you're going to have a boundary, like you're going to have a 10 minute, 15 minute cutoff, and then you're going to do something else, even if it's, you know, nothing, even if it's just sitting there and doing nothing, like it's showing your brain that we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
This is the cutoff time. And you might make it like, you might start with something extremely easy. Like tonight, I'm just going to do 5 minutes less time on the phone. You know, like back it up, just like we do with that. Can I just in my session, or, you know, however you want to look at it, like, can I just end it 5 minutes early tonight?
Yeah.
And just start making that a habit. So then the 5 minutes becomes like, it's not that big a deal to your brain. Your brain's still going to be like, no, it won't hurt us to stay on here 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're building that pattern for yourself. You know, you're building, I mean, change in the habit is what I'm trying to say.
I think even a step ahead of that for me might be even acknowledging how much time I'm on it, or even like setting a time, because I think I'm zoning out so much that I'm not realizing even how much time is going past. So setting an alarm, or at least raising my awareness about the time or a place to stop would be helpful to get there, because I don't think I'm even doing that when I'm really in the moment of doing it. So
yeah. So let me ask you this. Why do you want to stop?
I feel like I want to stop because I feel like there's so much I want to be doing to get to my future self, right? Or to make room for her, to make room for the habits that are going to get me where I want to go. And I don't feel like these are habits that are helpful or positive or do anything for my mental health, really. I mean, and I feel like I'm just kind of holding myself back. It's interesting when you said playing small, because I feel like it's sort of a way that I'm playing small with my health or my goals. It's like, let me just shut off and pretend I'm not trying to work on any of this, because I don't really believe I'm going to do it. You know, it's maybe some of that. So for me, getting off it just feels like it can make space for things I'm not making space for right now.
Right. So, yeah, I think really if you can tap into that, this is not allowing me to do the things in my life that I want to do. You know, this is keeping me from doing the next thing. But also, like, when you think about getting off of it, like, what feeling comes up for you?
I feel like maybe it's a little bit of overwhelm, because I have a long list of things I should be doing or want to be doing. And so I kind of feel like, ooh, I don't know where to start. And so it's just easier to keep scrolling. So maybe some overwhelm.
Yeah. You know, so even let's look at that thought, like, I don't know where to start, you know? So, and then you're in overwhelm. And then you keep scrolling.
Yeah.
So let, you know, if we put that through that, like, all right, it's normal for my brain to think when I have a lot of things either that I want to do or I think I need to do, like to not, I don't know where to start, right? So then you can think about like, there's things I want to do, there's things I need to do. So what would your next, like next best decision about that be? Kind of like our last caller, like I can start somewhere.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me, I've made a lot of progress in this just thought work in this last year about like change is going to happen in sort of, my little motto is in 10 minute chunks, right? Like what can I do for 10 minutes that would be fun or that would feel good right now or something that's on the list. You know, what's just a small step I could take right now towards one of those things or might feel doable in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Change is going to happen in 10 minute chunks. I mean, I think that is everything about No BS, the tiny habit books that we're reading right now. It's like, how do we make this so easy, so simple that our brain really doesn't even see it as uncomfortable? Because when our brain sees it as uncomfortable, it really wants to hold on to the habit that we have, you know? So like, that's why I'm saying like, and like what you were saying, like find the smallest way that you can change the scrolling and the social media thing that doesn't feel hard and do that and get that to be your habit now. Okay. And then try for the next thing. Okay. But I think looking at this feeling of like overwhelm with the things that you have to do, like keeping that thought in mind, like how does that, when you say change is going to happen in 10 minute chunks, how does that feel?
It feels good to me. It feels like, cause I was really struggling with a lot of all or nothing behaviors or thinking perfectionism. And so the 10 minutes has been helpful in kind of just making me feel like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that for 10 minutes or I want to do something for 10 minutes. You know, it feels more doable for me than where my mind sort of defaults to.
And I think a part of it might be like giving yourself permission to be on your phone for 10 minutes. And then for 10 minutes, you're going to do this other thing. Maybe you do the other thing first, maybe do the hardest thing first. And then you give yourself kind of as a reward, you can now get on your phone. Sometimes it works like it'll really work like that too. Like, so social media stops being like the all out bad guy. It becomes like, this is something I get to do after I've done this other thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Cause I've struggled a lot with like debated about, well, I just need to cut it off completely. I need to get rid of it. But then that doesn't feel really sustainable either because that's how I connect with some family or friends. And so it feels like, well, that feels dramatic.
Right.
You know, but also,
well, and also it goes into like, you know, this idea of your goal life, like what do I want my life to look like? Do you want your life to look like you never are allowed to pick up your phone and play a game or do what, you know, talk to your people or whatever?
Yeah.
That's probably not the case. Right. So it's how do we learn how to use it in our life in a way that is productive for ourselves? Yeah. So.
No, that's good. I'm going to work on that. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought of a thought for you maybe to take with you. And that is I can do one thing at a time, you know, I really think, like you said, bringing it way down to what's the bare minimum that I can do that takes 10 minutes, you know?
So. Yeah. I like the one at a time because I've been feeling like a browser with about 20 tabs open. So it's a good way to bring it in too. So.
Yeah. And make a list of those things, like make a list of some of the things that you can do. Like, you know, can you think of anything?
Yeah, I think I kind of started a list, but I think another step in that is like breaking it down to like, what's an easy place to pick that up or what might make sense, like doing one piano lesson module that I've been wanting to do, or do a little training session with my dog, like stuff that I've been wanting to make time for. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming 2-hour thing. It can be 15, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, but sort of setting that up in my brain and making it easy to transition to those things would be I think a good step to take too. So that when I do, if I do, and when I put the phone down, I have something else to go grab.
Right. Right. And like I said, maybe doing the harder thing first and using your phone as a reward
Yep.
might be a way to try and see if it will work. So
awesome. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank I appreciate you. It. Thank All you right. so much. Okay. Let's see if I can figure out how to bring you back down. I don't see you anymore. Like you left. No. I don't see you up there. Oh, wait, here we go. I will get this. There you go. All right. So I do not see the other two people. So our time is basically up. I think that this is a good place to end. And I think, well, I just saying one thing on this, like, you know, this is everything we're teaching in NoBS. It's like, do something very small. Using that "can I just" was like such a game changer with me. Can I just, like, when I became a walker, like I'm a walker now. I did not used to be a walker, and I would be the first to tell you that I was the least athletic person ever, and I'm still not athletic, but I am a walker now. And it started by 5 minutes on the treadmill in my pajamas, no bra, in my slippers. And it was, that was so easy. There was no obstacle in my way. I didn't have to get dressed. I didn't have to think about putting my sports bra on because that's a pain. And that's how it started. And now it's just kind of like a habit. It's like, I actually look forward to those walks, but I would not have ever said that to you in the past. So just know that the tiny actions that you take do matter. And especially it's what you're telling yourself about it. When you tell yourself that this is enough for today, then you start to build that belief in yourself. So thank you guys all for joining me on this call and for putting up with my technology issues. Hopefully they'll get better. But anyway, so glad to be here with you. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.